curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. This is Carla Solnes, and I am here once again on this amazing day with the amazing Ron Kitchens. Now, Ron, how are you today?
I am awesome.
All right.
I don't know about all that amazing stuff, but I'll take awesome. It's the only thing I can control today is my attitude, and my attitude is awesome.
Yes, and I love that your attitude is always so positive, even despite the fact that today we're recording on a Monday.
I love Mondays. You know, there's this whole thing that, and I'll get the number, I'll butcher this story completely, but it's like you're 48% more likely to die of a heart attack on Sunday night worrying about stress going to work on Monday than any other day of the week. And I don't get that. First thing is I get to hang out with my best friends all week long. So I get to go back to work and share what amazing stories people had from the weekend and people, the great things they're doing. We just had a member of our team, Sarah Mansberger, who was in New York, to receive a Stevie Award, which is an award for being one of America's top leadership coaches. And I love coming to work on Monday. I have never in my life had a bad Monday. Never dreaded coming to work on Monday.
I love that about you, Ron, because a lot of people dread Mondays, and you've always come in Monday ready to go. So,
you know what? I think it's one of those things that we should ask in interviews. I'll bet there's a correlation, whether people like sunrises or sunsets. I don't like Fridays because it means that, you know, I don't have anything to do with the team for 2 days. I've got to, you know, figure out more things to do over the weekend. I love my job, but I don't like sunsets. Sunsets to me are sad. The day is over. I never feel like I got enough done. But sunrise, man, bring it on. It's like, here we go, game on. And I'll bet there's a correlation between liking Mondays and liking sunrises.
I bet there is too. So on today's podcast, Ron, we're actually going to be talking about another topic that kind of correlates with Mondays for a lot of people. People feel about the topic that we're going to discuss today similar to how they feel about Mondays. So drum roll, audience, we are going to be talking about navigating conflict and tension in the workplace. Boo. A lot of people don't like conflict, or they think of conflict similar to how they think about Mondays, with dread and worry. So talk to us a little bit about your theory or thoughts on conflict, Ron.
So when people hear this conflict, tension, all of that, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind and most people's mind are critics. So of people telling you you're wrong, of criticizing you, conflict, so you feel like you're defending yourself. So the first thing is, let me tell you, you know, the old saying is, you know, you treat critics like chewing gum. You know, you put it in your mouth, you chew it around a little bit, but you spit it out. It's nothing that gives you any real value. Gives you a little flavor, but not a lot of value. That's different than coaching, than people who love you and want you to get better. And conflict is that same way. If the conflict is driven by somebody who's constantly criticizing you, that's constantly challenging you, yeah, it feels cruddy because it is. There's no real value there. But if somebody is telling you things that help you get better and helping you absorb those things and telling you in a way that can absorb it, it is maybe one of the most important things as leaders we can have in our lives. And, you know, you and I both talked about this, and you and I both serve this role for each other at times of being the person who can grab the other one aside and say, hey, let me give you a little coaching on something you just blew. Now, you say that to me more than I say that to you, but you laugh, but you know that's true. You have a much higher level of emotional intelligence than probably I do.
I think you just are, you say it how you mean it. And I tend to add a little bit of
nuance.
Yeah.
Yes. I love everybody and I want them to know
right.
What I think.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes I forget.
Just shooting straight.
Yeah. I forget that, things are different. But, you know, it's critically important. So we're not talking about people who have no desire for you to be awesome, you need to get rid of them. Do not listen to them. Do not put in your life. If they're your boss, figure out a way to get a different boss. Because if somebody's always doing that to you, they're not. You're not going to change them. They're not changing. But we're talking about the kind of conflict and tension that makes everybody better. Everybody benefits from it.
So, Ron, you kind of talked about, you know, having people in your life that can point things out to you in a way that challenges you to get better. And part of being a leader is being able to do that for other people. And how do you encourage people on the team? You know, conflict is a part of any team that you're in, and it's not necessarily an unhealthy thing. There's different ideas, there's different ways of doing things. And sometimes there's a real need for somebody to actually advance their skills and get into an uncomfortable place in order for them to rise to the next occasion. And there's tension in that place. So how do you coach a team that may be going through one of those hurdle seasons where conflict is a little bit higher and tensions are a little bit higher just due to the project or dynamic within the team at that time?
Yeah, I think that's one of those hard things. So the first thing I would do, if I'm a leader and I want to build an organization that can get better, that tension makes people better. Now, I mean, keep in mind, we all know in athletics that if you're going to be a better, stronger athlete, you have to bench press. You have to lift weights because that's a tension. You're stressing those muscles, tearing them just a little bit to make them stronger and bigger and tougher. We need to do that with our own organizations. But if you're going to do that, you have to make sure your other parts of your body are healthy. So the first thing is you got to get the culture piece right. You can't have an organization that says, I'm just going to tell it like it is and we're going to be rough and tough. If people don't know it's with love, if people don't know that you can be noticed by the group for not doing something well or them coaching you to do it better without fearing for your job, without fearing for your place at the table, with the fear that you're going to be humiliated. So you have to have love and culture first. So as a leader, you got to get that right. And we've done lots of podcasts on that. You know, we were just named in the last few weeks, you know, the best place to work in America by Outside Magazine. And it really is about the culture and the love. So if you don't listen to this and think, well, I'm going to go right to this conflict tension stuff, you got to go back and do the culture stuff really well first. Then you can get to this point where, just like you and I sit on the same management team, and so there's six of us on there, we don't agree on most things. And it's a 100% democracy in there. Just because I have one rung better on the ladder title doesn't mean that I have any more voice when we're discussing and debating. And there's points that we disagree amongst each other. But when we leave that room with the consensus decision, everybody's all in. And nobody feels violated. Nobody feels like they lost. They just know that we got better as an organization. We got better as leaders because we embrace this idea that, you know, the ideas, thoughts, and capacity of others can either push us down or lift us up depending on how it's presented and how we accept it.
I think that's a really good point that you made, Ron, about the culture of an organization and really having your culture set and having a pretty clear understanding of where your culture is at before you're adding a bunch of pressure or tension to the team, if that's what season you're in. I want to talk a little bit about individually, like how do you handle pressure when you're in that situation or you feel like somebody might be, you know, coming at you potentially unnecessarily, and maybe they're just having a bad day. But how would you coach individuals when they are feeling like they're under a lot of pressure, maybe from a certain person, like maybe from the person that's supervising them on a project?
So first thing is get out of the initial conversation. So don't escalate. That's, I think, a lot of things is, so I learned early on in my life, I played high school football for a great coach, a guy named Paul Skeens. And Paul was a great leadership guy, and he was one of the very first people that ever kind of anointed me a leader and gave me great lessons. And Coach Skeens would give me maybe not so many times positive reinforcement on my performance, and I'd always have an excuse. And he pulled me over one day and said, I'm going to start calling you Alibi. You've always got an excuse. Just accept the coaching. If after practice you need more clarity, let's talk about it then. But if you give me an alibi, I have to address it then. And we've taken everything off course by doing that. So I need you to just accept it. And then we can go deeper on it and talk about it. He said, and sometimes I'm coaching you because I know you can hear it and understand it, but I'm really coaching everybody else because they'll hear you getting that and then they'll accept it themselves. And it was incredible advice and leadership I got from them. So the first thing is de-escalate. Take a step back. Then gather your thoughts. Look in your heart and say, is this person right? Or are they just, they're not seeing it the same way I am. And then say, hey, can we meet? Let me get clarity. Here's what I heard you say. And here's what that tells me I need to do. Are we both hearing and seeing the same thing? Oftentimes, it's we're not speaking the same language as leaders. I'm, as a point leader, saying I need one thing out of it. But if you don't speak that language or you've never seen that, you don't know what that is. So you hear it as you're awful, I hate you, and you better have your resume. And so it's this communication piece. But first thing is you got to de-escalate.
Yeah. And I think to add to that, I think also just assuming positive intent. I think it's really easy when you're feeling under pressure or somebody is challenging you on a thought or challenging you to go harder on a project or do something that's maybe out of the box for your team. It's really easy in that moment to kind of feel that pressure and get ready for that fight or flight. Like, I need to protect. I feel threatened. And you really is the responsibility of all leaders to assume positive intent from the other person. Like, when people are giving suggestions or they're giving feedback or coaching, they usually are doing it from the right place. And over the course of time, if it's revealed that that's not true, that's a completely separate circumstance that you have to deal with. But most leaders are trying to help coach you and your team to better performance for good reasons. And so you have to come into that with that positive intent. And sometimes it takes getting out of that initial interaction for you to go back and think to yourself, like, they're not trying to get me to a place where I'm stressed. They're trying to help the team move forward in the best way.
Yeah. And I think one of the things you have to do when you find yourself in that situation is ask yourself, if this interaction hadn't taken place, what would my opinion be of that person in our relationship? And default to that previous. Now, if it happens again and it becomes a pattern, then you can't stay in a situation, you know, that's abusive or incorrect. You got to address that, but give people mulligans. Ask them, hey, you want another shot at that? You want to take it a different way? And even if you don't say that, mentally give it to them and see where you go from there.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice to give people mulligans. I mean, we all need it occasionally. No one is perfect. So, Ron, we've talked a little bit about conflict and tension, and I know you talked in the beginning about healthy tension, and I know you had kind of some analogies as we were talking about this before the podcast of things that you felt like were important to just share with the listening audience about tension and why tension is so important to have within an organization at times.
Yeah, so I think tension, you know, one of the analogies that I like to use is, and I, as you know, I've been remodeling, you know, my kitchen, which is not my best thing and not my favorite thing, but I end up with a lot of splinters. Well, you know, the tension to take out those splinters, I could sit there and suck on my finger and try to get that splinter out. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But with a cheap pair of tweezers and the tension that I can apply on those tweezers to remove that splinter does it every time. You know, you could take a knife and you could cut a big chunk out of your finger to get rid of that splinter. And that's what a lot of people do with this kind of criticism, coaching stuff, is they use a chainsaw when they should use a tweezer. And so we have to understand the amount of tension and pressure to apply to eliminate the problem or to make somebody better. You know, it's a sports analogy, and, you know, we try not to use those, but, you know, I have a friend who's a triathlete. We have a mutual friend who's a triathlete, great shape. And we were having dinner the other night with our spouses, and I said, well, what's the risk when you're training for a triathlon? And he said, oh, it's overtraining. It's overthinking it, stressing your muscles to the point that when you get in the actual competition, they fail. And too many of us treat this kind of conflict that way, that, well, if I'm going to coach you on a splinter problem, I also need to solve everything else that ever bothered me, whether it was true or not. And that's not what great leaders do. Use tweezers.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listening audience on conflict and tension before we wrap up today's podcast, Ron?
You know, I think the biggest thing is have a learner's heart. When you're in a human relationship and somebody is giving you advice, criticism, critiquing, first step back and know, can you learn from this? If it is just criticism, you got it in your mouth, chew it, spit it out. It's like licorice flavored gum, clove flavored gum. You ever have that as a kid? Oh, that stuff's awful. Clove flavored gum. There's nothing, it's not going to leave a good taste in your mouth, so get rid of it. But if it is something that can make you better, then understand how you can absorb that and become a better teammate, family member, community leader. But as a point leader, think tweezers, not chainsaws. Don't damage people in your relationships, because, you know, the old thing that sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me is BS. Words do the damage. You can get those bruises will heal and bones will mend, but words damage a soul and a psyche like nothing else. So be smart about what you say. And remember, your only real job in this life, the meaning of life is pretty simple. It's to love people with as much love as you have, and it's to accept love with as much zeal as you can.
Well, thank you, Ron, for all of the insight on today's podcast. We look forward to talking with you again next week on the Always Forward Leadership Podcast.
I look forward to being here with you, and we'll be posting baby pictures soon on the podcast notes. So get ready for that.
Yep, twins are on their way.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.